This episode is brought to you by The Happy Kind. Visit thehappykind.com to find out how we can help you on your next creative project. That's thehappykind.com. Welcome to Originate Now. We're a show equipping you with strategies, inspiring you with stories, and providing a blueprint for a more intentional, creative life. I'm so glad you're here. So grab your favorite coffee or tea and let's get into today's show. Hey friend, welcome back to Originate Now. I'm your host, Jessica Higgins Chapman, but you can call me Jess. Today is our last episode of 2025. And before we take a bit of a break, I'm talking about the creative reset and challenge that's transformed how I create. Something gentle, yet incredibly powerful. I call it the Just 10 Minutes Creative Challenge and Reset. The kind of challenge and reset you can do in just 10 minutes a day. The kind that calms your brain, clears the noise, and reconnects you to the part of yourself that actually loves making things, creating things, being inspired, and getting things done. Today's quote is from Maya Angelou. She says, quote, "You can't use up creativity. The more you use, the more you have," end quote. So when I was trying to get back into the groove of things since becoming a mom, I found myself either thinking I didn't really have the time, energy, or patience to really get creative. As you know, I love to write and create and make all the things. Yeah, but of course, life creeps in and my mind started, you know, filling up with doubts and excuses. A little time passed, and as I was getting back into the groove, I started noticing a small little pattern. I became aware of a habit I was forming. I noticed I was taking 10 minutes just for myself to create something, anything. I started doing this often, and then it turned into an everyday kind of thing. I observed when doing this that it begat more creativity. It expanded and grew into projects, and it was also great levity for days that felt like a lot. You know, sometimes all you need is a little creative reset, a small little challenge, just 10 minutes to change your mood, to change your perspective, and to help open the door to more creative input. Let's dive into creative resets in the Just 10 Minutes Creative Challenge. But first, what's in my cup? Today, I was feeling a little more festive and got a little Christmas cookie to go along with my cold brew since I don't really drink holiday drinks. The Christmas cookie made it feel festive. Everything tastes like Christmas cheer, y'all. As always, I hope your cup is full. Cheers. Let's get into it. There's something sacred about this stretch of time at the end of the year. The inbox hopefully starts to slow down, right? Hopefully people aren't emailing you during the holiday. Hopefully the environment around you is calming and you can suddenly hear yourself think again. An end of the year reset isn't about fixing anything. It's not about catching up or squeezing in, you know, that one last push. You're not the same creative as you were in January. You've learned things about your limits, your desires, your voice. And clarity doesn't come from doing more, right? It comes from pausing long enough to notice what's already true, what's already working. If you can, grab a notebook or open your notes app and let's do this 6-question creative year-end audit. Here are the 6 questions. Number 1, what creative habits or rituals supported me most this year? Number 2, what projects felt heavier than they needed to and why? Number 3, what goals quietly fell away and am I okay with that? Number 4, what moments made me feel most like myself creatively? Number 5, where did I leak the most time, energy, or attention? And number 6, what's one desire or idea I want to gently bring into the new year? So whenever you get a moment, if you can do it now or come back to this episode later on, answer those 6 questions if you can, and then reflect on those answers. It's all about just, you know, being honest with yourself. So before we can talk about what's next, you know, for the new year, we have to clear some space. We have to make space for the new. Some examples could be projects you've outgrown, you know, but you may feel guilty letting go of. Comparison habits, when everyone posts their year-end wins, right? Maybe some goals, they look good on paper, but don't really fit your life. Maybe the belief that consistency has to mean intensity, right? Go, 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 hustle, hustle, hustle. Maybe you want to leave some of those behind. Check in with yourself. See what needs to be left behind. What's not working for you in your life right now? You don't need to drag everything into the new year just because you carried it this far, right? It's okay to let things go. So now, what stays? What worked consistently? What feels right? What feels good for your life right now? Maybe it was, you know, a tiny daily creative habit that kept you connected to yourself, to your goals, to who you are. Maybe a little rest was part of your creative process and that worked for you. Maybe it's the simple systems you set up or a mindset shift you created, a person you met or the community you built. You don't need a full reinvention, just continuity with intention. Maybe ask yourself, what deserves more space, protection, and priority in the new year? Okay, so to wrap up this episode, I'm going to combine my what I'm learning and creative challenge into the just 10 minutes creative challenge for you. Remember, it's not a big overhaul, a big plan. It's just 10 minutes a day. So for the next few days or the next month or just the next day, like tomorrow, set a timer for 10 minutes and do one of the following. A micro session. So you can work on one creative idea. You can sketch, write, brainstorm for just 10 minutes. Right? And the shift is what I call it. The shift is you don't need more time. You just need this moment. So you take those 10 minutes in one idea. Be fully in it. This works because you invite your most original ideas to show up. It also builds creative trust. Each time you make something quickly, you prove to yourself that creativity is available on demand if you're open and willing. Another example is create with a constraint. Set a timer for 10 minutes and create something using only three words, three colors, or three shapes. The shift here is that less can unlock more, right? A small nudge to create with a time limit and creative limit can expand your thought process and problem-solving skills. This works because constraints reduce overthinking and can boost innovation, right? They help you make decisions faster and surprise yourself in the process. Okay, I'll give one more example here. Brain dump and breathe. Set a timer again, but this time for 5 minutes. Write down every task, idea, worry circling around in your mind. Get it out of your head and onto the paper. Then for the next 5 minutes, breathe. So try this 4-4-6 pattern. So you breathe in for 4 seconds, hold your breath for 4 seconds, and breathe out for about 6 seconds. 4-4-6. The shift here is your brain doesn't need to hold on to everything. The paper can, right? Let the paper hold on to it. Get it out. Make space for alignment, focus, and creativity. And this works because brain dumps declutter your thoughts and lower anxiety. They can help you transition from chaos to clarity. And that's what we want, right? More clarity. I'm going to list a few more in the show notes. So make sure you read the show notes. They are on all the podcast directories and also on our Substack now. That's thehappykind.substack.com. That's where we keep all our full show notes now. You can also visit our website, thehappykind.com/blog. So those are three examples you can use for the Just 10 Minutes Creative Challenge to begin starting tomorrow, next week, in the new year, whenever you can do it. So you are allowed to change your mind. You are allowed to end this year differently than you planned. And you are allowed to enter the next one gently with more clarity and more intention. This reset and challenge isn't about hustling harder or becoming someone new. It's about honoring who you already are and giving that person room to create. So take a breath, release what's heavy, and carry forward what's true to you. As always, I'm rooting you on. I'm cheering for you. I'm believing in your victory. 2026 is coming, and I better watch out, because so are you. Yes, you are. I've loved doing this podcast for 2025. We've done 20 episodes. This is the 20th episode, 2-0, woo-woo. And I can't wait for you to join us in the new year. If this episode was helpful or you know someone who could use a little creative challenge or reset, please send it to your creative bestie, your favorite person, your family member, your coworker, a friend. Thank you so much again for joining us on this journey in 2025. Until next time, stay creative, be present, and remember the joys in the journey. and we're here to help you on yours. You got this.
This podcast is brought to you by The Happy Kind. Follow us on Instagram at The Happy Kind and at The Happy Kind Official. Also, follow our show Instagram at Originate Now Podcast. Let us know how you're making time for creativity this week. Don't forget to hit follow and check out our show notes for free resources.